This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States and the Taliban signed a landmark agreement Saturday in Doha, Qatar, setting the stage for ending a nearly 19-year-old war in Afghanistan and bringing home thousands of American troops deployed there. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Under the deal signed in Doha, the U.S. draws down its forces from 13,000 to 8,600 in the next 3 to 4 months and pulls out the remaining forces in 14 months, depending on the Taliban meeting their commitments to prevent terrorism. If they don't, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says,
President Trump and his team will not hesitate to do what we must do to protect American lives.
Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper told U.S. troops their sacrifice is what led to this historic deal.
This is the best chance Afghanistan has had in 19 years to achieve peace.
More than 2,400 U.S. troops have been killed during the conflict. I'm Julie Walker.
Speaking at the White House, President Donald Trump praised the Afghan deal, saying it was the result of a lot of hard work and sacrifice by many people. The president thanked the families of those killed and those wounded in the war and the American public for the expenditure of blood and treasure in Afghanistan. Trump said it was time for the United States to leave, and he hopes the Taliban will hold up its end of the deal.
It's time. So I just want to thank everybody. I want to congratulate everybody. I really believe the Taliban wants to do something to show that we're not all wasting time. If bad things happen, we'll go back.
The president said it's, quote, been a long journey for everyone, but the Taliban and surrounding countries need to help bring peace to Afghanistan. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.